The president's nominee to lead the Federal Aviation Administration went up to Capitol Hill today for his confirmation hearing, and Phil Washington got an earful about airline delays, staff shortages, and a software meltdown causing cancellations at Southwest Airlines. And he was grilled about near collisions on runways recently. The most recent was Monday night in Boston. Let's talk about it now with Ian Pechnik, Communications Director with Flight Radar 24. And Ian, let's talk about Boston. A JetBlue plane was landing as a Learjet plane crossed in front, so the JetBlue plane had to climb in a hurry. Do we know what went wrong?
In this case, actually, yes. There's a clear-cut case of the pilot of the Learjet didn't follow the instructions that they were given and took off when they weren't supposed to.
Okay. Other incidents people are talking about in January at JFK in New York. This time it was a plane speeding down the runway to take off when another plane crossed in front. Close call. And in Austin last month, two planes were cleared to take off and land on the same runway. Are there any patterns here?
There aren't really any new patterns. These things aren't necessarily happening with an increase of incidents. I think we're just more aware of these things happening now. They're being reported on more, and the data available is able to display what happened with more clarity. So I think people are paying more attention. But the pattern really is the human factor, seeing what the environment offers and then acting accordingly. And in this case in Boston, there was a pilot who didn't follow instructions. There were some issues with air traffic control and clearances involved in other instances where you have, readbacks not coming across correctly or people just not doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay. And you mentioned air traffic controllers last fall and summer. Many airlines worried about a shortage of air traffic controllers. Is that a factor here?
I think it's a factor in the system overall. For a long time, air traffic controllers have been stretched thin. There's not been enough staffing at some of the larger air traffic control centers. There are controllers who are working mandatory overtime because there aren't enough controllers. And so air traffic control is a extremely high workload, high intensity, very stressful job on a good day. And so when you have things like overtime and not enough staffing, I think that certainly plays into what we're seeing across the system.
Does the FAA have a plan to investigate whether new problems within the system are turning up?
Well, the FAA recently announced a top-down review of the entire safety system in the national airspace. So they're going to look at everything from air traffic control to piloting, airport operations. Anything that they can look into is what they're going to look into and see where they can improve safety at every step of the way.
All right. We should note the last fatal passenger crash in this country was in 2009. We've been talking to Ian Pechnik of Flight Radar 24. Ian, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.